Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. The judges score the contest 29-27, 29-27, and 29-28 for the winner by unanimous decision, Sugar Sean O'Malley!
Sean, congratulations. Tell me what happened with your foot.
The inside of it, I can't feel it. It went numb and I couldn't even step on it. I think it was a question mark kick. Oh, it really hurt. But nothing a little medicine can't fix after the fight, after my after party.
Well, listen, man, you look sensational up until that injury. The first and the second round, you were on fire. Andre Sukumtat decided to take that fight to the ground once your leg was hurt. That might have been a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, definitely. I could not stand on it. Me and Andre talked a lot of back and forth this fight. I'm nothing but respect for him stepping up against a top prospect and knocking him out and then taking this fight with me. Nothing but respect. I love this game. I love the talk. I love the media. And I love everything about this sport. And I f-ing love you, Joe Rogan.
Well, I f-ing love you too, buddy. Listen, man, what you did tonight was really fun. You're an incredibly promising young prospect. I hope your foot heals up as quick as possible, and I really, really enjoyed your fight tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks to everyone that came out to watch. Welcome to the Sugar Show, everybody!
Sugar Sean O'Malley, ladies and gentlemen!
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Jason Herzog has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 44 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by knockout, Brian T.C.K. Ortega!
Wow! Brian Ortega, wow! That's what I have to say about that, man. Look, you came into this fight as an undefeated young prospect, a hot contender, but you just beat one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world and became the first man to stop Frankie Edgar. How does that feel?
First and foremost, I want to thank God, because without God, I'm nothing, straight up. It feels great. This is something I've always envisioned. I've always seen it, you know what I'm saying, in my dreams and everything, and even in my fears. I fear myself getting knocked out, but that fear makes me kind of deadly in here, as you've seen. And I'm making history, you know, and I'm just humble, and to be able to just share the octagon with him is an honor, you know. Frankie's a legend. Oh, let's all just give Frankie a big cheers, please. Thank you, guys. It feels great. And once I seen him weeble wobble, I was like, is this a fake or is it real? And then I kept pursuing it, and I go, okay, these guys really rock. I'm going to try to finish him.
Well, Brian Ortega, you just moved to the top of the heap, my friend, in a very talent-stacked division. You just became one of the biggest contenders at 145. What do you think?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Everyone, like I said it before, I want to help children. I want to help the world. I want to help everyone. That's my calling here. And I just started the Brian Ortega Foundation to make and help the world become a better place.
Congratulations, and I can't wait to see you in here again. Brian Ortega, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 25 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by TKO, and still the undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world, Chris Cyborg.
All right, I'm here with the winner, Chris Cyborg. First of all, Chris, congratulations on defending your title. What is it like to defend your title on short notice, to get the call, to make this pay-per-view card, and then to face someone who's an Invicta Bantamweight champion?
You know, I say thank you for all my fans coming here. Thank you all, glory to God. Thank you for this opportunity. And I'm going to say I train all the time, and I take this fight like shoot-the-box style. in 3 weeks notice, and I'll train always, I say, anywhere, anytime, anybody that I can put for me, I go front.
It seems like the only problem you have right now is finding a worthy challenge. Who do you think out there right now currently can challenge you?
No, I wait for Amanda. Amanda calling me out, and now I'm here where you heard.
So Amanda Nunes, UFC Bantamweight Champion, you believe that will be your next fight?
I know, Brazilian against Brazilians, for me it's sad, but I don't want to make this fight. And she calling me out, and when you call Cyber Walt, you have to handle it.
Well, I, for one, will look forward to seeing that fight. Congratulations on defending your title. We look forward to seeing you again. Chris Cyborg, ladies and gentlemen.
No more.